Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway View of GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome into the Ryan Kelly Morning After. I'm Ben Fredrickson, sitting in alongside Jay Randolph Jr. and Doug Vaughn.
Yeah.
Iggy Plowsy, Sea Monster here. You know, this is kind of a this is a unique group in here today. I would compare this to the outfield that's much clamored for the Cardinals when Sierra and a Bader. You know, the guys who aren't there often, but everybody wants to see. That's when Jennings and
here
I
are
in the booth together.
Yes, sir. How are you, Ben?
You're like the Fowler, Doug. I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing well.
It's good
we
to
got
see
a little
you.
Fog this morning.
It was, and not just because Plowsy was out in the parking lot.
No, seriously, no lie. I drive here early. Like, it was, I think, 4:15.
Yeah.
It was insane. Like, it was unbelievable. I've never seen fog like that. I almost had to pull over.
You didn't. You weren't going to pull over, were you?
Well, I'm trying
There's
to
no
think.
Time to pull over, because you know you had it timed
the problem
out just
is,
so you could get here in time.
At that time when Plowsy's driving, there aren't that many vehicles out there, so you're going 70 or 80, and, you know, Ma and Pa Kettle's going 45, and out of nowhere, you're right on them.
And I'm telling you.
Ma and Pa Kettle. Boy, that is an old reference.
That is an
off
old
of 270 to get on page 364, they had the, like, three of the four lanes blocked, but they didn't warn you, or I couldn't see because of the fog. So I'm telling you, I just see
what do you
cones.
Think what do you think? I'm guessing they probably did warn him.
No, I'm telling you, the fog, I was unable to see the signs, and so it went from, you know, a three or four lane highway to a single lane. And I could hardly see anything.
Oh, you have
petrified.
Every reason to be hopping mad.
And as you know, I do have a tag that's like 6 or 8 months expired, so I didn't want any police
officers.
Move back
into
officers.
The city, man. You can let that thing ride
I'm
for a couple years.
I'm in the city, but I work out here.
You can let that expired tag ride
My neighbor's
for a couple
expired
years.
In August of 2016.
So I'm riding
still
about 30.
Using them. Still hasn't renewed them.
I didn't renew mine a couple years ago, and like 3 days afterward, they got me.
In the city?
No, the county. Yeah.
It's the it easiest happen. Thing to
I don't go to the city
over.
Very often.
All that has to happen is a policeman pull up behind you at a stoplight or something, and then that's when they get you, I think.
Why have you, just out of my own curiosity.
The emission test is like $100, and then the sticker's $100, so I'm good on that. Illinois, that's why I've lived in Missouri. God, I probably shouldn't. I've lived in Missouri for 4 years, and I still have an Illinois. I still have an Illinois plate.
The emissions test.
So, yeah.
No, it's like $39 for an emissions test and an inspection.
The Lumina might not pass.
And the tags are $79.
Oh no,
they're for 2 years.
Yeah. You need to get it done.
Yeah, I will eventually.
Here's the thing,
yeah.
though: people will tell you too that you're gonna have to pay property tax once you switch over. Now that you've lived here for how many years? Four.
Four.
But I think there's a little bit of a loophole.
He's rented.
I think there's a little bit of a loophole there, because when I moved from Tennessee, I was expired for too long, and I didn't have to pay that.
You didn't.
They just let me through. I figured I was going to get hammered, but they let me go.
Yeah, well, you're in St. Louis now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, nothing gets through here.
I wouldn't sweat it, Plowsy. I think it'll probably be all right. That's my advice of the day.
Careful,
this is the
Plowsy.
Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour. I need to remind you that Design Air Heating and Cooling has over 75 HVAC technicians, so they are always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com is the website. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. We've got a lot of fun with audio today, boys.
What do we got?
Well, we got...
I had Sneaky V woke up to do a little work.
I think we got some Larry Nickel, who will also be calling in at 7:45 for the WWE recap. We have some Frank Cusimano audio that is actually kind of Inception-like, and we have
Frank Cusimano.
We have some other good stuff. This is about the big fight.
Frank talked about the fight?
He did, yes. Hmm. Did you guys watch it?
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
Did you pay for it?
No.
Me neither.
No.
I don't think Jay paid for anything that night.
Wait, what do you
I
mean?
Had a very
Where
good
was
evening.
There a watch? Was there a watch party?
There was.
Why didn't I get the invite?
I don't know. Alvin Mack.
Oh, Alvin Mack on the
Mack,
fan P. Yeah,
yeah,
I know him. I don't know him, but
bodyguard.
I enjoy his commentary.
Bodyguard at many of our events. Had a function with some of the fan pinners. And it was an outstanding... This guy, there is
What's
no...
What's his setup?
The setup is beyond Right.
How was his man cave?
Doug, it's unbelievable.
Really?
He has a video game machine, console. I mean, not a console, because that is not the right term. Imagine, have you been there, Plowsy?
Nah, but I've seen the pics, and I envy it.
You'd be losing your mind.
It looks like a nice, chill locale
well, what's in
for
there?
Me.
All right, so it's hard to describe the video. It's a stand-up video game, right. Except it's not like an arcade stand-up video game. He has a giant TV screen, and then he's got a stand-up where he's got, you know, the rollerball, he's got the guns, he's got the buttons. It's custom made with the Miami Hurricanes on the console.
He's got all the old Nintendo games in there too, I think.
He has 5,300 video games.
5,300.
He's got NFL Blitz. That's my jam.
He has everything. And he told me he had everything. I said, well, wait a minute. There was a game I played at Dairy Queen over off Olive and McKnight or Page or somewhere over the Overland, Midland. And it was called Birdie King. It was the predecessor to Golden Tee. He starts scrolling the rollerball, and I see all these games going there. I'm seeing the Paperboy, Frogger, Defender. And he's, yeah, we got Birdie King. I said, no, you don't. I mean, it's unbelievable. Now, that's just the video game
system. Is he
system.
In that business, or did he just spend $20,000 to get every video
Told
game?
Me it was $5,600.
Wow.
That's a good deal.
And that was the whole shebang. I mean, this thing, it looks like you are walking in and that you're at Dave & Buster's, and there's this big thing there, and you could play whatever video game you want. That's just the video game part. He has a beautiful billiard table. He has got all other kind of stuff. He's got two clear coolers that's full of stuff. He's got at least three, maybe four TVs. He's got a giant one, then a couple of smaller ones. I mean, this place, he's got a sports ticker that rolls by.
Really?
I mean, I can't even do it justice. How cool a spot this is. I told him, so there's a chance, Alvin, in the next couple months, I may just move in down here.
Oh, you're moving into his cage.
I would love to move into his cage. He's got, and then just off the cage, he's got a patio, which is good for me.
Smoking purpose.
Correct.
Well, he likes fresh air.
And to the left, as you're sitting back and looking at the homestead, to the left is this, and Iggy would love this, is this garden type area with a waterfall, and not just like it starts up at the patio up about 20 feet from where you are and just cascades down.
Does he have a koi pond?
He does. There's some
Good
sort
Lord.
And I think it is koi there. I know.
What's
there's
Alvin Mack doing for a living?
That's what I said. And I don't feel comfortable saying what he did, but I will tell you.
What do you mean you don't feel comfortable?
Well, you just don't
if
know.
I told you what he did, you'd go, well, then how does he have the game machine?
It's a government job, right?
It is a government job.
I think he's put it on the fan page what he does.
Now, this is a question from our Mr. Nipples, who should be in the Goob 11.
Yeah.
The basement sounds neat, but does he have a crocodile skin sex swing? Like Doug Vaughn has in his boy dungeon.
No, I haven't got that.
Well, I can tell you is
Thanks, Nipsey.
I was floored by this setup. I mean, Hefner-esque.
I was invited once and I couldn't make it.
Well, you should do it.
And how many fan pinners were
there? I've never been invited.
A lot of your fans were there.
How many fan pinners?
You had the great Dave Jackson had to be
Action.
There. I saw
Jackson
that.
Jackson was there.
Of course.
I would say Timmy B, Tim Bishop was there. I'd say there were...
John Vaughn wasn't there, was he?
Yes, he was there.
Yeah, that's who I was going to say. Yeah,
I saw
John Vaughn was there.
I remember Johnny seeing Vaughn. His picture, yeah.
I love hanging with John Vaughn.
I didn't hear him.
Your son's amazing, by the way, Dad.
I heard him say something about going, but I didn't hear anything else.
John was there. We had a wonderful chat. It was a good time. It was the perfect place to watch the fight because I know a lot of people that went to bars and, you know, you got people... You know, you got drunks bothering you. It was perfect.
I was one of the 3 million that stole it. So,
yeah.
Were you able to get it? You got it on a website?
Somebody
right?
on the fan page put three links up, three different people. Because I said, "Is anybody Facebook living this?"
Right.
and somebody started to, then they shut them down. But two of the links didn't work, and the third link worked, and it sounded like they were Swedish announcers to me.
Was there much buffering?
No, not at all.
No, okay. That's nice.
I caught I caught one off Periscope that got shut down, and then I got linked on like a Russian broadcast that only had like 100 people watching, and that carried me through. I actually watched it in a car. I watched the entire fight in a car, and it was a little glitchy from time to time, but I saw like the
Were you
the
driving somewhere?
No, 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 no. I was riding. But
you were riding.
Yeah, I was riding. I was not driving while watching.
No,
I would never do that.
Right.
I saw it pretty well. I mean, way better than I expected to be honest.
Well, I certainly enjoyed it.
Some of the people who paid for it didn't see it, it sounds like. There's like a lawsuit.
$3 million.
There's like a lawsuit now about about the
Showtime.
That's not good.
Biff took care of me. Biff bought a table at Hooters downtown and said, "Hey, I got an extra seat. I got a ticket for you." I said, "All right."
How'd that go?
It
was great.
Get that invite. Look at you hanging with Biff.
You got a better invite from Biff.
Now, what's the Biff group called? The Biff 13 or something like that?
I don't think it gets to 13.
I think Doug's officially a member.
You got Big Al.
That's the money circle right there.
So what's Big Biff rolling like at Hooters? He's got just wings galore.
Oh, but he's a power.
Oh, yeah. A lot of wings.
All the girls know him by name.
I don't know about that.
Did he have the corner booth?
No.
With like a velvet rope?
No. We had a just nice table right there in the middle. Uh-huh. About 20 TVs all had the fight on.
Were part of your party there with Biff?
Oh, there's just three of us.
I can only look at these girls.
So he had a table of three?
Four. There was four.
You, Biff, and a waitress that he got.
No.
It was you, Biff, and the Hot Shots girl at Hooters.
No.
I probably got the best invite of all from Biff.
Yeah.
Social House Golf Tournament.
Yes. It's a very nice
How
event.
How is that legal?
He bought a foursome and said, "You want to play?" I said, "Hell yes, I'll play in that."
When is that?
Do they wear the paint on the course?
Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, you do that,
and maybe no paint. They're playing at
Jano's. Jay knows the rules.
They're playing at a course. You can probably do some things, but...
Yep, you got to be careful.
You been to strip bars before?
I mean, I've never played the social house, but I know they're scantily clad with paint at the bar.
Yeah, they'll be...
It'll be fun.
They'll be having a good time that day.
Didn't one of them get in trouble? They had a tournament like that in Illinois.
Before, yeah.
They did.
And they had some...
homeowners.
They didn't close off the entire course and...
There were some homeowners on 16 and 17 that they had told the young ladies to try and mind their P's and Q's, especially their P's, on 17, 16 and 17.
Are you talking Gateway?
No.
Oh, because Gateway was, you got to keep your clothes on holes 1, 2, and 18, I think.
That's pretty much the rule at Augusta National, too.
All I remember is somebody stole our golf cart.
Yeah. I've been involved in those, and they're fun.
Now, this isn't social house, isn't a strip club. Let's just be honest; it's a great place to go drink, and they have a golf tournament, just like Hot Shots have golf tournaments, and it's a lot of fun. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'll have to give us an update on that. There was a daring fan who snuck his way into a $25,000 ringside seat for this fight. Most of us just watched it on Periscope, but if you missed it. We have Frank Cusimano breaking it down. This is our own, and I would call him a sports media legend here in St. Louis. Frank Cusimano breaking down some audio from the fight. Plowsy.
All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
Let's play some of this with Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Sal Palantonio from ESPN. It gets a little funny, too.
What did you think of the way Conor McGregor approached the fight at the beginning?
That was our game plan. Our game plan was to take our time. To, you know, take one round at a time, let him shoot his load, and then down the stretch, do what we do best.
When did you think that the fight was starting to turn when he had shot his load and you could come out?
When he started shooting his load in the first half of the fight, and then in the second half, we started coming on extremely strong.
Shot his load.
Oh, clip that off.
Out of load,
you can't say that.
Wow.
Shot his load. Shot his load.
They have some sort of shot towel.
That might be a new all-time favorite.
Shot his load.
Oh, gosh.
And he says it's so sexy.
Shot his load.
There are times when Cusimano's sneaky vile.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you know, he is. He is.
How is Sal Palantonio getting in these things? Didn't he just cover the Ravens for ESPN?
Hey, man, ESPN's had some cutbacks. They're throwing him on. He's not turning down any assignment.
He might be doing the America's Cup soon.
I think Floyd knew what he was doing there.
The real question is, how does Jim Gray show up at all these events?
Let me tell you something.
He works for Showtime, I believe.
I don't get it.
He has somebody, or he has an incredible agent. I worked with him on two events on the PGA Tour. I worked with him at the Masters.
He's really boring.
I worked with him at the Players Championship. And he must have one hell of an agent or work for damn near nothing. Because as Plowsy said, he has really no personality in person.
He's like a small market guy working somewhere in Podunk, Idaho.
I remember
up at all these network events.
We went to at the Players Championship. It was back when it was in March. It was during the NCAA tournament. And he was upset because he had not been hired for the weekend to do interviews by CBS or by somebody. And we went to dinner, and he just, no personality, none. I mean, just weird. Wouldn't even, like, we'd have people would be having conversations and somebody say something, Jim, and he just, yeah, I don't really know. I mean, it's weird. Really weird.
Isn't his dad a big hitter? I thought I read years ago that his dad was some mogul, and that's how he got in.
He just keeps getting gigs.
Yeah. Sometimes you hear him on the network, broadcast network radio Sunday night, and compared to the other people that are doing the job there, you go, wait a minute, which guy here doesn't belong?
Yeah, maybe he works for nothing. I don't know.
Usually that's not enough at the network level.
No, that's true.
He's got to have an in.
He's got
to have
somebody.
I had to have an in to get on this show.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't, if Plowsy didn't owe me thousands and thousands of dollars for illegal activity, then I wouldn't have gotten in on this show.
Right. We all have connections.
Yeah, the text line is active this morning, shot their load, and really got them fired up. The text line, if you didn't know, of course you probably do, 855-282-8255. That will get you in here to the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Someone is upset that Plowsy said that Mr. Nipple should be in the Goob 11.
He's sent that in a couple times, a couple of different ways. Not a Nipsey fan, apparently, this guy.
Yeah, this guy says Mr. Nipple should either have to be funny or at least win a single email of the day before he gets
in. Jay, you have met Nipsey, was in the D. Brown jersey during your big match with Timothy. He was a great guy.
I thought those guys were all great. Again, the way I look at the Goob 11 or what are we?
Yeah, that's what our official name, but I'm sure there's more than 11.
Yeah, there's
group.
More than 11.
It's kind of like the Big 12.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. They got 14.
The name stays, the number changes. Sneaky, sea monster.
Well, I just wanted to provide one important factoid. By my last count, I believe Mr. Nipples has won nine email of the days this year.
So that's in your pipe, Dexter.
Yeah, that's called a fact check.
That's why it's the best.
I laugh at his
actual facts. Oh, I think he's hilarious.
I find him funny.
I mean, we have a lot of ancillary people in the Goob 11 that can come to our functions and things like that. Now, when we have a big meeting, and an important meeting about, business.
Just the elders.
Just the key people.
See, it's like a business model to where they're the investors, so we're happy with them. But when it comes time for a board meeting, they're not necessarily invited. The money's good, but
they're not
for the
shareholders.
Yes.
And I don't like to exclude people in anything. I think everybody should be able to.
Well, let's be honest. That's kind of what these little groups are all about, is making certain people feel special while other people feel left out.
But they can start their own groups. And I have nothing to do with the Goob 11. I'm part of it, but I have nothing to do with who's out.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I'm not the executive board of the Goob 11.
No.
So stupid.
But our next TMA live is at the Dorset Hot Shots, which is
your stomping ground,
a half a wedge from my house.
Talking about a post party.
You live across 270 there?
Four iron from me. But I'm thinking about having some people back on the patio after the event, and I was thinking maybe I just keep it to Goob 11.
Oh, wow. You could hand out stickers or something that night.
Yeah. Gold stars.
Or Goob 11 and their better halves.
Yeah, they're better halves.
Yeah, or just the better halves.
Is Ballsack in the Goob 11?
No.
Well, there seems to be some confusion because the hipster of Tower Grove South is saying, does anybody remember what group I'm in? I don't know if
he's not sure which group he's in.
And then he's great, though, so he could be one of those investors to the Goob 11.
Contact CJ6. They're looking for people.
The turd burglar wants to know, Doug, why do you hate the listeners? Why do you hate the listeners, but yet you hang out with Biff, who may be the creepiest, but has money and gives you free stuff?
That's a very good question by whoever that was.
Tight read. Yeah.
The last part of that sentence, he has money and gives me free stuff.
Well, at least you admitted it. At least you own it. Yep.
Biff is a nice guy. Biff is a good guy.
He is.
You know, I'm excited. We have Larry Nickel coming up at 7:45 for the WWE recap.
Missed the program last night.
Well, he's going to get you caught up to speed here.
Good.
And before that, I think we even have some fantastic Facebook Live audio. And Flousy told me, he said, look, Larry's always good, but this might be peak Larry.
I saw on, I missed Larry live. And
I was working too, and I watched it this morning.
But I did see a post from Iggy that said, this will be great in the morning or something like that.
Yeah, and you're blowing your load early here, Easy. Ben Fred, throwing all these clips in early. All of our audio fun is
We got a lot of good clips.
This was fun. I usually miss his live. I'll be on Facebook and it says Larry was live, but I caught it last night live and I said, I got to get some questions in. And he seemed to answer every one of them, so thank you, Larry.
He was very receptive, which sometimes he gets really angry, sometimes offended. We'll cut him short.
Yeah.
This one... You're kind of like, okay, bring it on.
What sort of questions did you ask?
There was a ton.
Well, here we go.
Yeah, if you want to play it, we can listen, Doug, if you wouldn't mind.
Load shooting early.
Hit the lever, plows in.
Brendan Griffler and me off of Curly, okay? We got all that hitters that was lower animal. Brendan, I hate to say this, but if you don't Griffler with me, I'm going to fuck with Curly. By the Dickens.
What?
No, you all, and shut your mouth. I would have to say a lady with a nice rat, a big one. I do not cut the ball sack. I am not ripping my shirt off, John Edwards. I don't wear bras. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's his phone.
Sorry about that. Bubbles is trying to video chat with me again. Brendan, don't even go there. You take care of your girlfriend, or I will. No, I don't have a boner about thinking about women examining you. Woo! And no, Scott, you're not getting a kiss. Well, I would put past Mike to bang Carly. I would not bang White Collar Gangster because I'm a guy. And he's a guy. And I don't do guys in that way. Mm. And you have the pants.
Well, I think that's it. The show's over.
Well, I think he answered a lot of questions.
He should be monetizing this more. I think he had 800, 900 views.
Well, you think
he's got like nine sponsors.
Yeah, that is true. Well, he could pepper those in and not hold them for the last 4 minutes.
I think that's the good. I think that's what the good part though is the end where he just rips off all the sponsors
all in a row.
That's the way you're supposed to do it.
Doesn't
right?
even give the listeners a chance to ask any questions about the sponsor them. Before he's on to the next one.
And everyone kind of stops what they're doing and fires questions at Larry.
There was 485 comments on his video.
But is it the same five people?
No,
no, no, no, no, no,
no.
No, it's a lot.
No, it's everybody you see on the fan page was in there.
Is that a sneeze or a cough that he does
a
there?
A little of both.
Sounds very allergic. Like he needs to get some Zyrtec.
He's a heavy smoker. He's a heavy smoker.
Well, so is Jay, but he doesn't cough like that.
Yeah,
like,
I can
like
get that.
That
way. I can get
that's
that.
Was that a sneeze?
I would a lot like of people think that's me.
I would like to see him do it from different parts of the house because I'm getting tired of looking at the same painting every day behind him.
Is he in his bathroom?
I guess this is his living room, and there's this painting that, you know, you usually see at Starving Artist Sales at Westport Plaza. I would like to see more of the house.
I think, and
the cribs, if you will.
And I think I brought this up to Larry or Cucky, one of the two. I think it'd be great to get to Larry's and do like an MTV Cribs or maybe an HGTV show. Because Cucky is a contractor, maybe... Have Larry give Cucky a couple things to fix around the house, and Cucky's in jorts, and you see Larry handing him wrenches and pitching. I think that it would be gold, but I don't know if Larry would be very receptive to us.
Does Cucky build houses, or what does he do exactly?
He's a contractor by trade.
Like a general contractor?
Yeah.
So he goes in people's homes when they're not there and works on things.
Mm.
So he's in charge
That's
of the whole
terrifying.
Project. All well, other people do the work.
No, he's not the foreman of a project, no. But he does great work. He's fixed a lot of my drywall and issues that I've had in my apartment before I've moved out or gotten kicked
out.
What,
you punching holes in the walls, bro?
No, just, you know, wearing.
So
why did you have to have it done?
He has a pit bull, that's right.
Yeah,
he has a blood-sucking,
yeah.
jugular-attacking pit bull, and he can't control his beast.
I had to get the...
You had to drywall your apartment before you left.
Because of his dog. Well, it's a beast.
The blood stains and the, you know,
right.
All
brain,
that.
Brain matter.
Multiple attacks that had happened.
Did you read this story about the lunatic who unleashed his killer pit bull, by the way?
No.
Oh, you did.
I didn't.
No, he did it.
Oh, he did. Okay.
I'm sure there was a lot of damage. I didn't actually read the link, but it's right there in the links of the day. That
typical
out.
Person. I didn't even read the links. I just read the headlines.
Well, sure.
We know what these dogs are capable of.
I think they got it wrong.
We've talked about Pitsies before. I mean, they're not, you know. Oh, yeah.
Same exact group. I remember this is the same exact group.
Yeah, I don't wish any bad will upon anybody that has two or three or four pit bulls. I think that's everybody's choice. I'm just not hanging around with any pit bulls.
No, I don't need that.
And the great part about this headline is it's not a great dog owner lets his pit bull off a leash. It's a lunatic lets his pit bull off a leash.
I think it's probably a copy editing mistake. It said, say, man unleashed lunatic killer pit bull.
If you let any animal off a leash and he goes out and starts harassing people and killing other pets, it's probably the wrong pet. I mean, if you let a tiger off the leash, he's going to do some damage too.
Yeah, that's why you don't see many of them.
It's not the tiger, Doug. It's how the tiger was raised.
I don't know.
My
about
dog
that.
Ain't
Wait,
the
that's
hit.
Not right? That
no.
You think you could? You think you could domesticate a tiger?
No, Plowsy does.
Oh,
I don't. When did I say that? I didn't say you could domesticate
a
tiger.
Too big. Come on, leave him in the.
I didn't even
Asian.
Say that. I haven't even been in the conversation.
There's
yet.
Some animals that are not supposed to be.
And a tiger
in a,
is
in
one
apartments.
Of them. I'm not going to sit here and listen to you tell us that it's okay to have a tiger as a pet in St. Louis, Missouri.
I gotta agree with Doug there.
Well, I think I agree with him too. I don't know why he's yelling at me in an
it's
argument.
It's a jungle animal.
But here's the thing, though.
Pitbull's only half a step away from a tiger.
That was my point.
It's a tiger without
Basically
stripes.
Basically the same.
How about a direwolf?
What's a direwolf?
I don't even know what that is. Is that some sort of thing on Game of Thrones?
Exactly. It is, actually.
Is it?
We don't talk about that when Tim's not here.
I watched my first Game of Thrones episode last night, and it wasn't episode one. I was with the gal, and she was watching season seven, the season finale.
That was just Sunday.
So you made your first...
You're all caught up. You watched the last episode that aired, and now you're seven...
Now you can wait a year.
Seven seasons and
that's the way to do it,
70
What is
episodes
great
behind.
Was she explained it well, so I'm actually kind of excited. I think I like knowing the
How
character
How can you
background.
Explain seven seasons of Game of Thrones?
Well, I like knowing at least what the character names is and what sect they are before I get into it, because that actually...
That's not clear when they're naked? Oh, sect. Got it. Okay.
Well, you'll still forget.
Oh, yeah, I know I will.
Yeah, because we watch it and we're kind of like, oh, now who
But
they
now with? I'm not as creeped out by it. I always thought it was a little weird, but then I actually watched it. So I actually might dive into that Game of Thrones pool here.
Will you go backwards or will you just wait?
No,
for...
I'll watch it from the beginning. I wasn't aware that this was the most recent episode.
What kind
it
of
was
pets,
intense, though.
What kind of pets do they have in that show?
I didn't see the pets.
They don't have
direwolves.
Dragons and direwolves.
Yeah.
I saw one.
Those are the pets?
Yeah.
Sounds like the predators.
Well, it is if you don't own the pet. They kinda sick like the direwolves on everyone, and the dragons are.
Well, now we got
dragons are sick. What? On
now
that
we got
too.
A dead dragon, you know.
Well, it's breathing blue fire now.
Yep.
Mm. But that's Danny's.
Sorry, I missed it.
That's Danny's children. She pets them.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody else gets burnt to a crisp. So you have to. Train them properly.
The dragons are flying.
Isn't there a little kids movie
people?
About how to train your dragon? So basically, Game of Thrones is just ripping off
Pete's Dragon
kids movies.
I wouldn't say Pete's Dragon.
You just have to have dragon's blood to, like Jon Snow started petting it, and
they're
it,
a little bit more aggressive than Pete.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing we don't have real dragons because they could give us a lot of trouble.
It could be a real problem. Then you'd have to call Design Air, St. Louis's top HVAC provider.
Get you cooled off.
Want to know why? It's because their no-pressure service is second to none with over 75 trained and qualified HVAC technicians.
I don't
technicians.
Like the pressure.
No. Design Air Heating and Cooling will always provide fast and friendly service across the metro area, as they have done for Doug, as they have done for Lil Poker, and as they have done for Jimmy the Cat. They've all used Design Air, and they can attest to their fast and friendly service. Whether you reside in Kirkwood or St. Peter's or O'Fallon or Maryland Heights or North County or South County, it don't matter. Border to border and then some. Design Air will take care of you. Call them today, 314-739-1600. That's 314-739-1600, or visit them online at designairservice.com. Design Air Heating and Cooling is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. As we all know by now, it is hard to stop a train.
The text line is picking up that maybe Iggy has a hard time saying the word wolves. Iggy, can you say wolves, please?
I said dire wolves.
You say wolves.
You always say woofs. Dire woofs.
You kind of say wolves.
Say it, try it again.
There's an L in. Get the
dire
L.
Dire wolves.
Get the L in there, please.
Dire wolves.
That's better. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Now,
there
I was go. Driving down the street in Crestwood the other day, and there was a high noon, and there's a coyote walking down the sidewalk.
There we go.
This is like 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Well, you haven't
it's
seen
part
it.
Part of the wolf family.
You haven't seen it since.
No, I haven't.
So why is it still bothering you so much?
I just was stunned to see it in the
It was a mangy looking critter. You wouldn't even look threatening.
You're not supposed to see a coyote.
Not walking
what
down
do you
the
mean?
Sidewalk.
My dad shoots him off his back porch.
Well, that's out in Sedalia.
Yeah. I mean,
what?
That's not.
They're everywhere.
That did not look like a coyote.
Oh, it was.
In my hood, they're like real legit. Like,
oh, yeah?
My hood.
That one looked like an incest type coyote.
They are
coyote.
Skinny.
Probably
skinny
why he was out
things.
Running around. He's probably sick.
Like his hair
desperate.
Was falling off. And,
yeah. Yeah, they get mangy.
Oh, they're.
Did we confirm that was a coyote?
Nasty little critters, too.
Yeah, they are.
They get. You probably have one of those little foo-foo dogs, don't you, Doug?
Two of them.
They'll get the thing and
I
just
know they
tear
will.
It up.
That's why I'm worried.
Need to get a gun.
Got a testimonial on Cucky, by the way.
Oh, let's hear it.
Cucky has saved my fanny on a couple of deals. He's actually a really good contractor.
All right.
No, he's legit.
Like he's a carpenter?
Yeah, a carpenter, yes.
You said contractor.
Okay, my bad.
He's like got all these skills, yet he runs around in cut-off jean shorts.
And he can make videos.
Tankinis.
Oh, he's amazing.
He's great at the videos.
He's an interesting
cat.
He's
a Swiss Army knife, Doug.
I'd like to be able to have the skill of a carpenter. That would really come in handy a lot.
Every time I watch it, it's like, I should know how to do that.
I know it. And they make it look so easy. And it
don't you think some
so
people
perfect.
Are just, it's almost like golf or shooting free throws or being a superstar on TV such as yourself,
yeah.
That it's almost just inherited.
I think a lot of it is,
you
yeah.
see those guys and they got the belt on and they got the tools and they grab for it and it just looks right. I would not look right.
Yeah, it's kind of, being an artist is kind of like that. Either yeah. you have it or you don't. It'd be correct. Hard to learn it.
I can't barely hammer a nail.
I, a lot of it gets down to measuring.
Oh, you measure twice, cut once
yeah,
is what
you,
they
yeah.
say.
Ross Perot always said, oh, you have to measure. And I don't really have time to
but
measure
you could,
things.
You could go over to KMOX and ask to talk to Mosby. He knows everything.
The building art guy.
Dude, it's, I'm not kidding. I love TMA, but that's my favorite show.
The Mosby show?
That's my favorite show in St.
He'll
Louis.
He'll tell you how to fix everything.
This guy,
he's got
do
a
you understand
book in front
what,
of him.
Do you understand what he does? He literally goes into a studio and for like 2 hours, he goes, hey, if you're having trouble with your home, call me. I'll tell you how to fix it.
Yeah.
He doesn't know who's going to call. You can call him with anything.
Yeah.
And he doesn't go, let me Google this. He just goes, well, here's what you do. I had this problem 2 years ago, and this mm-hmm. is how I tried it. It's like, it's mind-blowing
suppose,
to listen to.
I don't know
there
how
have been times I've
is.
Gotten in my car to drive to like a you know, morning availability for the Cardinals. I just end up sitting in my car listening to it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you know that, that's the whole point of doing a show. That's something you know about.
Oh,
Jay
incredible.
Does a golf show. He knows a lot about golf.
Sure.
I did a bowling show.
Absolutely.
I know bowling. So if yep. you know, and he knows about fixing things, just like the Gardner guy on Saturday
nice.
On KMOX.
Do you listen to the Gardner guy?
I did once, and I actually called him and asked about some sunflowers.
Let questions. Me tell you
what
something.
What was his take?
The guy knew everything.
Your
when
sun-
to plant, when
it's
to-
It's impressive.
Your sunflowers, they're almost scary.
Pretty
how
big, aren't
how
they?
Big they are. I mean, it's almost like they could be in a horror movie where they take over.
They're like you said, they're like 11 feet tall.
They're huge, Doug. My, he's got one going up awesome. On a guy's patio almost.
Now, can you get the seeds right out of that and just start eating them?
No, I bake them. You can eat them raw, but I don't.
Now, where are the seeds in the plant proper or down in the stem somewhere? In
yeah,
the
where's
flower?
The seed?
In the flower.
Okay.
In the flower itself.
You got to kill the flower to get the seeds or do they fall out?
It dies automatically.
Okay.
And then once it's dead, the flowering dies. Then you can clip it off and you kind of.
How many seeds are in like bit? Some of those giant things you got? They look like they're from like some sort of Willy Wonka show. Yeah,
probably close to 300 or 400 seeds in one of those big ones.
Wow.
Maybe you should sell them. You should bring them Iggy's seeds.
I don't
seeds.
Sell them. I give them away. But you can tell because it starts out with just, it starts out when it grows, it's just straight up. But once the...
What was that?
It's just the straight stalk and up. The flower goes straight up,
right,
and the up. And the flower just stands straight up.
Right.
But once the flower head starts bulging with the seeds...
Okay, okay, I got,
bloink,
I got so much
it
to
just,
say right
it
now.
Just droops straight down. It's so heavy.
A drooper.
So it's straight just, up in the air until it loses it its seed, flaccid. And then it goes flaccid.
And it goes limp.
Sounds
yeah.
like similar, last night for me.
I got advertisements to fix that.
It's similar to Mayweather's approach against McGregor, it sounds like. You just wait. And wait,
mm-hmm.
and then they're ready.
The load
tired.
Blows, and you then can, you attack.
The green flowers on the back of the thing go brown. Then you know it's ready. And then what you do is you just get a bucket, you pull the whole head of the flower off, and then you sit there, and you, they can basically come out with your fingers. You just kind of scrape, and they all just kind of start popping out.
Shot his load.
And
yep. Shot
and
his
you
load.
You put them in a bucket of salt water overnight, then you dry them out, and you bake them.
Do you put anything, do you season them at all?
Salt?
No,
a little
I don't.
Bit? Nothing?
Nothing? Salt in the water when I salt water overnight.
But you never, like, when you put them in the oven, you don't season them.
No, yeah, I'm not doing that. Cayenne pepper and cinnamon, and people do different. I just bake them.
I'd like to see you sell them.
Bring some in, will you?
I'll bring them in when I haven't had any that are ready to.
Iggy seed. I think it'd be a. I think you could probably sell it.
They aren't ready to harvest yet. They're just starting to droop and they haven't turned brown in the back.
Man, Mae Young has a lot of seed references to Doug's lower back.
Okay,
that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to read them verbatim.
Had references of Doug and what he did to Doug's dragon. You might want to go ahead. I mean, if you want me to read them, I can't.
You're so vile, Doug.
You might want to suspend Mae Young.
No, these people don't belong on this show or any other.
Pretty vile.
Hopefully some of them will be ready and I'll bring a bunch of seeds to the next TMA Live and people can just grab handfuls if they like.
Well, speaking of that TMA Live, of course, it's presented by Bud Select, the official beer and TMA Live sponsor. We will be, or somebody will be, at Hot Shots on September the 21st. We appreciate Bud Select and, of course, Hot Shots for their support. Mark your calendar. Somebody asked me yesterday at The Rock, when's the next one of those TMA Lives? I'm thinking about bringing out my girlfriend. I said,
don't do it.
Don't do it.
It should be fun. September 21st, Hot Shots, Dorset.
Ask Scott about that, what happens when you do that.
I think Scott seems to have a very good time.
For now. Yeah. It hasn't turned on him yet.
Any update on Gaga? Who's going to Lady Gaga?
He's created a monster.
No. I mean, she's pretty much out. I've given her multiple chances to say, yes, I'm going, and she hasn't, so.
So we got an open spot
with it. Yeah.
Did you see she performed at Citi Field last night?
Yeah, she was in Chicago at Wrigley Field last week.
She's doing all the baseball stadiums. Why didn't they bring her to St. Louis?
Well, she's coming in November. Might be a little chilly outside.
She could wear her meat dress. Keep her warm.
You and Doug are just pitiful. You really are.
She played Wrigley?
Yep.
You had to think maybe for a minute or two about road tripping for that.
Mm.
Huh?
No.
All right.
I don't want to see an outdoor show. I really don't.
Why?
I think they're better than the indoor ones.
I don't know. I just go to Biff's patio and hear it.
Well, you got to see it, though, to get the full effect.
I know. No, there's something about outdoor patio, outdoor concerts with the acoustics aren't the same, and, you know, you have to get really good seats or else
your sight lines.
Yeah, I just don't like outdoor concerts.
Mae Young's
but I'm looking forward to November, so we don't know who's going yet. But I do know if Dan Packer's listening, if you're thinking about the November TMA Live, Gaga is Thursday, November 16th, so make sure that's not a TMA Live.
Okay.
Since we have them on Thursdays.
That'll be your date for the
and
Gaga
Gobble
concert.
Bowl is when?
November 25th.
Sold out.
Yeah.
That's great.
I saved one spot for the TMA page, and they put a team together, so. They took the last. I mean,
who's on that team?
I don't know. I left it up to.
Who are the best bowlers on the fan page?
I don't know. Kevin
Hebert. Power ranking.
Yeah, probably Hebert.
Kevin Hebert, my real estate. I mean, my insurance agent.
Who are the best bowlers at the station here? You're obviously number one.
I don't think anybody else bowls at the station. So, yeah, process of elimination. But I don't know. I don't bowl anymore. So
I bet Cam's
gave it up.
Quit.
I gotta think Cam he's got a nice good. power yeah. stroke.
I
there.
Bet he could knock him down.
He did, and TJ throws the ball pretty hard, too. They came out for that KFNS event we had. And I guess they think if the harder they throw it, the better they are. And they're
not
trying
the
to
case.
Throw it 100 miles an hour.
Right. It's fun that way. If you're not a real good bowler, it's fun to pick up a light ball and just throw it as hard
no
as you
thumb,
can.
No thumb, just basically baseball style it down there. Yeah, so a lot going on in November. A lot going in November.
Mae Young's newborn hand says, guys, do you know what the secret for Iggy's sunflowers? It's called human remains used as fertilizer.
Yeah, that's getting old, too.
Mae Young, is he off today? I feel like he might be a little off today. He's a step his game
yeah,
up.
Yeah, he's
son.
Not right.
We have, I know somebody who's not off, and he's waiting on call. We were going to get to Mike Lee, but Mike Lee must be on another show.
Maybe Carla.
He'll call back in 30 seconds.
But guess who joins us now? It's Larry Nickel for the WWE Recap.
This is WWE superstar Daniel Bryan. It's now time for your WWE Wrestling Recap with our
590 The Fan.
I wrestling hear the edit.
We haven't played this in like weeks.
We haven't played the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Larry, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hello, Larry.
You had
let me put it out there for you.
I have no idea.
The reason there's an edit.
Lousy.
Is what? Because they really originally did the spot.
Yeah.
It was when you guys were on the other station.
Don't talk about the other station.
Yeah. Well, you'd think maybe we could re-record it so that it would flow a little more gently. So there wasn't that obvious.
I think I've done
edit.
It, but I just got to put it together.
Okay.
All right.
Reason we didn't was because we didn't want to fly Daniel Bryan here to record about 15 seconds worth of an open. I think that's not, the juice isn't
what,
worth
are we cheap?
The
well, maybe we can get a new one Wednesday with the animal.
Yes. Larry, I'm excited
George
to pick you up. Are you ready?
Georgie.
I'm always ready.
Okay. I might be there a little early because I don't want to go home after the show, so I'm just going to probably be there around 11, 11:15. Is that cool?
Awesome.
Awesome.
Doug, for people that don't know,
yes,
Nixie will be interviewing Joe Laurinaitis, a.k.a. the Road Warrior Animal, also James's dad in person on Wednesday.
And where is he going to be?
Nixie?
Apparently, I don't know the location, but he's going to be in town the day after the anniversary of 9/11. Because it's old school wrestling night.
Okay.
At Busch Stadium.
Right.
Theme night.
This is big on the theme night.
This is a pretty big get, Larry.
Thank you, Iggy.
It is a really big gig for me.
Now, for folks who aren't as familiar, I mean, a lot of people know James Laurinaitis. For folks who aren't, don't dabble in NFL and football, can you give us a little background on the Road Warrior Animal?
Well, as you know.
Of course.
Yep. You're part of a tag team called Road Warriors. With Hawk, God bless his soul. And they held multiple tag team titles in different promotions like NWA /WCW, WWE, and other promotions like in Japan.
Seen the Hall of Fame? WWE Hall of Fame?
They also WWE Hall of Famers.
Mm. Wow.
That's going to be a big day.
All right. Boy, a big day.
Where will that air on Inside STL? Will you do Facebook Live like you do sometimes?
CMOS is doing the Facebook Live part of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this will be in our booth in front. It'll be recorded, not on air. And we're going to be doing it that way because obviously there'll be a show in the studio that afternoon.
Got you.
So we're going to record it. And I'm going to be picking Larry up from Alton, bring him here. And yeah, I know. It's what you do for the show, buddy.
Take one for the two.
And I love Larry, so I really want him to do this interview. I think it'll be gold, so I think it's worth it.
Will you Facebook Live the ride over here?
He will have to hold the phone, potentially, or he can do it on his phone, and he can show me, yeah. So I'll probably have him just do pull the reins on that. Is that cool, Larry?
That's cool.
All right, sweet.
Larry, will you ask the Road Warrior Animal to hold the Rams accountable for fleecing St. Louis?
Yeah, I will. I will take that into consideration.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Do you have your other questions ready?
I will as I get done talking to you guys.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, tell us about the Facebook Live. It seemed like people were very happy with the latest.
Everybody knows my Facebook Live.
Well, I think that maybe there are times when you seem a little bit angry at the commenters, but this one you seemed more willing to.
You were playful.
You were more engaged.
Yes, I was. I heard Filesy talk about me frequently in my live read.
Yes, like pepper them in maybe 2 minutes in and then maybe 8 minutes in. But I like the strategy because you're monetizing it, probably making more money than I am, Larry, so keep doing you.
Well, it's all about load shooting today.
Oh, gee, many Christmas.
Isn't that right, Larry?
Yeah, a lot of the people I talk about on my Facebook Live happens to be the title sponsor of this fine presentation.
Yep.
Brian Kelly.
All right. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's nice. That's good.
For everybody who needs to get a new home loan or refinance their, on their current ones, they need to talk to Ryan Kelly.
I would think, you know.
Who, by the way, is the best person who does home loans.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
And there are three ways to get a hold of him.
How?
First of all, if you live in the St. Louis metropolitan area, you need to go to Brentwood Boulevard in Brentwood, Missouri. Or you can call him at 314-781-9700. And then for people who have computers or smartphones, You can visit his website at thehomeloanexpert.com. Ryan Kelly, Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Mm-hmm. Nicely done, Nixie.
Yeah. Thank you.
So anything happened on the program last night we need to know about?
If Blasi has a clip ready.
You don't need to fight me. You are the high exalted Roman Reigns. You are the big dog. Everybody back there knows it. Everybody out here still kind of trying to figure it out. They go back and forth with you because when they look at you, they see what I see. A cheap-ass, corporately created John Cena bootleg. He ain't the guy. Dude, you're just a guy. A guy trying so desperately to fill shoes that you never will. And the reason you won't sign that is because you know if you do, your Roman Empire...
They boo you because, first of all, you suck. And second of all, it's because they see right through you. You're a phony. Mm. You're a yes man who can learn how to do anything or be anything. So if you wrap all that up, you're just a fake.
Those are some strong allegations, Larry. What do you make of them?
Well, as you know,
of course,
each brand, Raw and SmackDown, have their own pay-per-views, except for four, which is Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and the Survivor Series. And in 3.5 weeks, Raw will have No Mercy, which, as of right now, there are two matches confirmed, which is the clip talks about Roman Reigns versus John Cena. And then the other one is the Universal title match between the Monster Among Men, Braun Strowman, and Brock Lesnar.
Boy, I'll look forward to that one.
Let me ask you about Lesnar for a moment. Now, is he going to go back to the UFC? Is he done? What's going on with Lesnar?
Well, the way the match at SummerSlam was supposed to be built as, if Lesnar lost the title, he would go back to UFC.
Okay.
But it didn't play out that way. So Lesnar is still...
You mean the writers didn't script it that way?
Wait a
what?
No, that's why you said they didn't play out that way, but the thing is they knew how it was going to play out.
The Lions did not do that.
Okay.
Wasn't he banned from the UFC for steroids for a year?
Don't worry about that, Iggy.
Well, I'm just curious, if he was banned from the UFC, why didn't he test positive in the WWE?
Well, the writers didn't want him to?
Whoop.
No, because from my understanding, when WWE did their drug testing, what if there was not anywhere to be found during that?
Oh, he's got to skip it.
Oh, maybe, so he didn't have to pee right away.
MLB
so
players, MLB players should try that. Hey, you guys, you got to pee in the cup. I can't
well,
make
I mean, the WWE knows he did steroids. That's why he's banned. So do you really need a test?
That's a good point.
Well, it all depends on when UFC does the drug tests and when WWE does the drug tests.
Why would they worry so much if WWE guys did steroids, if they monitor them?
What's elite competition? They don't want someone having an unfair advantage.
Yeah, right.
No, because they're being sued for.
Yeah, they don't want people dying.
Yeah, people are dying of steroids, so they came up with this plan of. Well, we better.
I bet
test.
It's really strictly enforced. Looking at some of the guys.
Well, obviously not. If you know, one guy is banned from UFC for taking him, but obviously it's not
right
taking him in wrestling.
I'm shocked that they're not up to standards on that. Larry, do you have any sort of a power ranking for us today?
Oh, yeah, my top five countries.
Hit it.
Number five, it'll be Israel.
Okay.
Yep.
Number four, Jerusalem.
City.
That's not a country.
Number three will be, let me think.
Come on now.
Bethlehem?
Bethlehem.
That's a city.
Oh, come
that's
on.
A city.
Don't listen to Iggy.
We're just getting them all in there.
Lester House.
Yes. Westeros.
Number two, Jamaica.
Yeah, I'm on.
Air Force number one, United States of America.
All right.
God bless the USA. Larry, thank you for your time this morning.
Good luck with the interview.
And we look forward to the big interview. We'll be tuned in.
Well, thank you. And God bless America.
Amen,
God
bless brother.
Shy,
amen.
Nixie.
That is Larry Nickel joining us for the WWE recap. Doug, you were really tuned in there.
I'm surprised we haven't syndicated that yet. Put that all across the country.
Well, I don't know that it would play just everywhere.
Well, certainly maybe in Indianapolis where Ryan Kelly is, some other, maybe we'll go to Ryan Kelly markets.
Cities. Yeah.
Lesnar makes pretty good money. Lesnar makes pretty good money, I would think.
Oh, he's got to.
And TextLine says they do not test part-time wrestlers, which at the time Lesnar was because he was focused on the UFC as well. So they did not test him in the WWE for steroids. From what the text line said. KG and O-Town.
I'm just surprised they ever test or care about any of them.
I agree.
I didn't know KG and O-Town was such an expert on the
Roid
situation.
A lot of new information and coming around.
A lot of those guys get treated pretty poorly from what I understand in terms of health insurance and when their careers are over with.
I bet you it's similar to most companies where I bet you the top-notch guys are really taken care of.
Yeah.
But the bottom feeders trying to make a name for themselves probably get battered, bruised with very little
They take so many hits, you would think that steroids might really help them recover some of it. I don't know that
like
for sure. But
Cena and Roman Reigns, those guys are making millions of dollars. But for the guys, the Joe Schmoes, they're maybe making 20 grand. And, you know, if you break a leg, they're that guy, you know. So the injuries...
They got to be making more than 20 grand. You can make 33,000.
Well, I meant like a show. I'm not talking a year.
Yeah, I see that sign at QT. I think, you know what? That's not a bad option for me.
You brought that up quite a bit.
Think of all the Sonys you could get.
Well, The Rock went from being some guy who was popular on WWE to the highest paid actor in Hollywood.
Correct.
Right. He's actually a pretty good actor. I'll give him credit.
He's good on balls.
He's
going to be the president, baby.
Robert De Niro's a good actor.
Was a good actor.
For what he does. Okay. With the Fast and the Furious. I would say he's better than Vin Diesel.
That's Vin Diesel.
You know, Sylvester Stallone is one of the worst actors in history, but we praise in Rocky. You know, some guys just need roles like that.
Worst actors in history.
He is terrible. Oh, my God.
Nick Cage is 10 times worse than
Sly. Yeah, Nicolas Cage is the worst.
Oh, Nicolas Cage is pretty bad. I agree. But
have you not seen Cobra? Come on.
Sylvester Stallone cannot even like get a full comprehensive sentence out there.
Well, that's why those are the roles that he plays. He plays brain-addled boxers and Rambo. You don't need to be if he was super smart and articulate, he wouldn't fit those roles. He's got a more limited
range.
Well, the same with The Rock. I mean, it's not like he's playing, you know, doctors and
but all
know,
of wrestling
like
is acting.
No.
So it should figure that they'd be decent actors. That's what they're doing for a living.
They're not decent actors.
In
you
your
watch
opinion,
the program,
it's
they're
acting,
not very
though.
Good
in
at
your,
it.
You have to say, in your opinion.
Oh, it's acting.
he's pretty good in Ballers, I must admit.
I'm saying he's pretty good for the roles he plays.
Ballers a good show?
He's just making so much
Ballers.
Money.
Oh, my.
He's doing
those
Apple commercials now?
Mm-hmm. He was in Get Shorty, too, with John Travolta. He played, played Vince Vaughn's bodyguard, who everybody thought he was gay.
What is that, like an early 2000s movie?
Vaughn played like a white pimp.
I do remember that
movie. Thought he was a white rapper. Pretty good movie.
I love me some Vince Vaughn.
I don't know if white pimps.
We better wrap up the 7 o'clock hour here, but a reminder that it's brought to you by Design Air Heating and Cooling. They have over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. You know the website, designairservice.com, and you know that Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. It's hard to stop TMA2. We'll be right back here for the 8 o'clock hour right after this.